53. A fellow agent.
Is Modo well?
Octavia looked across the boarding house table at the woman who had spoken. When they'd found Modo, she hadn't recognized the French agent, but on the return voyage to Reykjavik, Modo had said her name repeatedly, and Octavia had drawn her own conclusions. Many conclusions.
You mean Mr. Walken?
Octavia said with a raised eyebrow.
No, I mean Modo. He told me his real name. In confidence. He's well. No thanks to you.
Colette calmly sipped her tea. Octavia remembered that Colette was 3 years older than her and had done much with her life. She had an intensity in her eyes that even Octavia found disconcerting.
You are protective of Modo, Colette said. I understand your hostility. He's a fellow agent. You English are such poor actors. What was that supposed to mean?
Octavia wondered.
If I were a doctor, I might say he is suffering from extreme exhaustion. He did many brave things, Colette replied casually. He is a remarkable and gifted individual. And he spoke highly of you.
Of me?
Yes. He said you two were married. A ruse, I know. But he often mentioned his wife. He worried about you. Did not want to be parted from you.
He said that.
Why did Octavia feel a blush coming on? Her eyes were drawn to her wedding ring.
Yes, he did.
Octavia looked up, steely. Whatever her thoughts toward Modo, this Frenchwoman wasn't going to know them.
We were acting. I am certain an expert agent like you has been married numerous times.
Colette shook her head.
I've never gone that route myself. I work better alone.
No one wants to work with you?
Octavia asked.
Ah, such naked hostility.
I understand it.
Hostility, Octavia wanted to shout. I have spent every last waking moment searching the high seas, begging a one-legged drunken fisherman for passage, only to find Modo with you in a diving bell.
Octavia cleared her throat.
I just don't trust the French. And I don't trust the English. Modo, though...
Colette paused.
I do trust him.
She stood.
I do not think we can accomplish much more. This tête-à-tête has come to an end. Though I must ask a favour.
Which is?
Would you give this to Modo?
Colette produced a folded note from a pocket in her dress. Octavia did not reach for it. Let her hold it out in the air.
You don't want to give it to him yourself?
She was surprised that Colette seemed a little shaken.
Have you ever seen his face? His true face?
No. Have you?
Well, that is, how shall I put it? A matter of confidentiality. Did he show it to you willingly?
Octavia wanted to ask, but she bit her tongue instead.
Please take the note, Colette said. I must go and find out when my ship leaves.
Octavia closed her fingers around the paper.
Good day, then, she said. Good luck. Yes. Bonne chance to you and to Modo.
Colette gave her a slight smile.
Adieu.